Let me first go back to the argument on the brief that I made. Mr. Jenkins did not answer the argument, admitted he was not responding to it. He's right. We neither one of us know much about brief, but I still made an argument. You need to respond to it. So he did not respond to it. Let me make that very clear. He did not respond to it. And he mentioned about how the woman, and we'll get more in this minute, about the woman there, the woman when she's praying or prophesying, a praying woman or praying or prophesying woman. Unless I'm incorrect, that's not true, because that would be the attributive position. This is in the predicate position. One where it does not have an article. If it had an article, it would be in the attributive position, then you could make that point. But it's in the predicate position, so that's not correct. Now, he mentioned about Lowell William and someone in the audience that knew Greek. I assume he's referring to Greek. I don't know that. Mr. Jenkins, unless I'm wrong, Mr. Williams nor Greek said that they agreed with your argument on when or while, then that's what we're talking about. Both of them agreed with your conclusion that the long hair is only covering part of the passage. But we weren't talking about that particular conclusion. We were talking about a specific point. Now, I was trying to show from the Greek that when or while is the idea. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 5, though it's not mentioned, I used the Greek to try to show that, and he mentioned about Lowell, Williams, and Rick not agreeing. The fact is, unless I'm wrong, they didn't say they didn't agree with my argument on the Greek. They just said they agreed with your conclusion that the long hair is the only covering caught in the passage. Let's go back to Mark 11 verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Again, this is parallel to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5, in the critical point, and that is, the fact that it says, when you stand praying, forgive, shows that forgiving someone can be done on an occasion. Okay? When you stand praying does not mean, or indicate, or prove that you don't forgive at other times. Neither does, and let me make this perfectly clear, praying or prophesying proves that you don't have to have the catechaluco covering at other times. No other passages could tell you to have the catechaluco covering at other times, just like other passages can tell you to forgive at other times than when you stand praying. The truth of the matter is, there is no other passage that tells you to have the catechaluco covering at other times. And that's why I don't say that a woman must have it at other times. But if there were one, that said that she had to have it when she cooks, I would say that she did. It wouldn't contradict 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5. The point is, when you stand praying in Mark 11, 25, proves that forgiving someone, forgive, F-O-R-G-I-V-E, not necessarily forgiving attitude, but when you forgive somebody, that's something that can be done on occasion. And it shows that. And parallel to that, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5, the occasion praying or prophesying shows that this covering is something that can be put on or taken off. In other words, done for an occasion. And the long hair will not prove that, or will not fit in that. I'm not saying that 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5 is showing that praying or prophesying is the only time you have to have the catechumenical covering necessarily. But what I'm showing you is praying or prophesying proves it's temporary, and long hair will not fit that. It's either the veil or the long hair will not fit. Now, I think you understand my point. Okay. Number 47, Tommy. He made the argument in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. Now, I want you to notice very quickly, I'm sure this will come up more tomorrow night. The question in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 13 is not, as Mr. Jenkins would seem to indicate it was, what is the covering? I know you didn't do that, but I'm saying it would appear that way by the argument he's making. The question in 1 Corinthians 11, 13 is not, what is the covering? That's not the question. Now, if it had asked, what is the covering in verse 13, and it had answered long hair in verse 15, he might have a point. But it didn't say that. It said, what is the covering? It didn't say that. It said the question is, should a woman pray uncovered? That's the question. The answer is no. The question is not, what is the covering? Answer, long hair. The question is, should a woman pray uncovered? The answer is no. Paul makes an argument using the long hair to try to prove the temporary covering of the veil. Raise that up. The argument is essentially this. Look, God has given the woman the long hair as a natural covering, not the man. That ought to tell you that when it comes to the artificial or temporary covering, God wants the woman covered and not the man. Paul's argument in verses 13 through 15 is the same as his argument in verses 5 through 6. It is a consistency argument. All of them are saying, don't you know it's wrong to be shaved? Don't you know it's wrong to be shorn? Don't you know it's wrong not to have long hair? Well then, if you know that, it's just as bad if you don't have a veil on when you pray. Okay? Number 13. 6 minutes I have left. Let's go back to this chart. I just want to repeat this one time before the night comes. I want you to answer the question in your mind, which of these sentences makes sense? I think you can do it, and I think that you'll do it the same as me. Ethel, be sure and wear a red dress while I'm at Alabama football game. Does it make sense? Yes. Have to be sure and be skinny when I have to Alabama football game. Does it make sense? No. This one's parallel to sticking the veil, 1 Corinthians 11:5. This is parallel to sticking the long hair in 1 Corinthians 11:5. By the way, the American Standard Version does read veil in 1 Corinthians 11:5, but I'm just going on the fact that it says covered in the King James, so we're sticking both of them in there to see which one will fit. Bobby, be sure and be good. We'll have the Grand Eddy Council on Saturday. Make sense? Yeah. That's why I put the veil in 1 Corinthians 11:5. Bobby, be sure and be physically tall at Grand Eddy Council on Saturday. Doesn't make sense. That's why sticking long hair in 1 Corinthians 11:5. Why? Because you can't be physically tall for an occasion such as this. Karen, be sure and be covered with a hood while outside riding your bike. I think you'll agree with me that that makes sense. Karen, be sure and have long hair while outside riding your bike. I think you'll agree with me that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense to me. Why? Because you can't have long hair just for the occasion of riding your bike. Lucy, be sure and be covered with a veil while praying. That's my position. Lucy, be sure and have long hair while praying. That's Mr. Jenkins' position. And I don't think that makes any sense. And I think you can see that it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to command a person to be skinny while at the Alabama football game, be tall at Grand Eddy Town, have long hair while riding your bike, or have long hair while praying. That doesn't make any sense. And the Bible does not say things that don't make sense, that won't, they're not consistent like that. All right? I mentioned about the vegetable garden. I'm trying to end my speech. Take it down, Tom. Look at 1 Corinthians 11:5, and notice that there's a covering here. Now, I asked you, based upon what it says, is this covering required when a woman is in the vegetable garden, working in the vegetable garden? The answer to that is obviously no. It's required when she prays or prophesies. Now look at the covering in verse 15. Is that covering required when the woman is working in the vegetable garden? The answer is yes. The long hair is required all the time. The time regulation being different shows that the two coverings are different. Hopefully we'll have time to say more about that tomorrow night. Number 5, quickly, Bobby. I want to go back to Haman before we close. What did Mr. Jenkins say about Haman? And I do think it's parallel, Mr. Jenkins. I certainly do think it's parallel. They both did something covered for an occasion. And that proves the fact that it was done for an occasion that this is something that's temporary. In this case and 1 Corinthians 11:5. That's where they're parallel, and that's what proves my position. They're not parallel in everything. In other words, this is a man. 1 Corinthians 11:5 is a woman. So that's not essential to my argument. In fact, they're not parallel in every instance. The fact, here's where they need to be parallel. This is done for an occasion, and that's your argument, not just mine. That shows that it's put on for the occasion, that shows that it's temporary. A question for Mr. Jenkins. Was Haman's head covering in Esther 6:12 an artificial cover, or was it hair? He said artificial. Most importantly, how do you know which one it was? He said because having his head covered is associated with mourning. Therefore, the indication is that the covering was something you put on for the occasion. How do you know this was an artificial cover? Because it was put on for the occasion of mourning. Now, notice now why I believe that the woman covering the 1 Corinthians 11:5 is an artificial covering. Notice how identical this is to this. Because having her head covered is associated with praying, therefore the indication is that the covering was something he put on or she put on for the occasion. Showing that it's a temporary covering. Showing that it's an artificial covering in identically the same way that Mr. Jenkins said the fact that mourning was mentioned in Esther 6:12 to prove that that was a temporary covering. If this proves to Mr. Jenkins, and you said that it did, then this would have to prove it. That is proof. It doesn't matter. The veil is actually, in the King James, that word, V-E-I-L in King James, is not referred to anything. Not any. Now, the American Standard is. I didn't say that's what proves it. No, the proof is, when you see this phrase, praying or prophesying, in verses 4, 5, and verse 13, it says pray. That's what proves it, according to Mr. Jenkins' own reasoning. It's exactly the same reason. They're parallel in the respect I'm talking about. Exactly the same reason. Put up the next chart, which is number 59. Now Haman. And so Mr. Jenkins said in my last debate, he agreed with me on the argument. When I came down here, basically I agree with you on the argument, we just disagree on the occasion, is what that says. Raise it up, Tommy. So Mr. Jenkins admits that my proposition is proven. He agrees with me on the argument. If the occasion for the cataclysmic covering is praying or prophesying, as I believe, and not whenever a woman is in subjection to man as he believes. Now let the audience decide. To me, it's come down to this tonight with Haman. Audience, he says my proposition is proven if I can prove the occasion is praying or prophesying. Now let's look at it. Every man praying or prophesying having his head covered desires his head. Everybody check the box. What is the occasion? Is it praying or prophesying, as the verse says, or whenever a woman should be in subjection, Mr. Jenkins says? Which one? Can you tell why we took the first box? Can everybody tell that? I believe this debate tonight, at least between me and Mr. Jenkins and me, comes down to that. I believe everybody would check the same box. I would. Thank you, Robert. appreciate y'all coming, and hope to come back tomorrow night. And I thank you. I know it's a lot of trouble for a lot of times.
This concludes the debate tonight. Come back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. That seems early for many of us. You're meeting everyone everywhere at 7:30, but 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I think we've had a good discussion, good Bible study. Now tomorrow night it'll be reversed. Brother Jenkins will be in the affirmative. He'll be affirming his material to show why he believes what he believes. And of course, Pat Donahue will be in the negative. Tomorrow night, the proposition would be the New Testament teaches that long hair is the only head covering women must have, even while praying. I don't think the proposition was ever read tonight, but let me read it for you tonight. We've been discussing. The New Testament teaches that a woman must wear an artificial covering while praying, in addition to the long hair she must have at all times. So it'll be reversed. Tomorrow night, it'll be Brother Donahue's obligation to follow point by point and answer the things that Brother Jenkins has said. It's like Brother Jenkins tonight, his obligation to follow and to answer the things that he said. So we've only heard half of it. Let's be back again tomorrow night. We appreciate so much this church furnishing this place for the debate. We appreciate churches that believe and having Bible studies so all can hear the Word of God discussed. It certainly is just a Bible study. We emphasize again, there is no fellowship involved in the matter. These brethren are in fellowship with each other. But it is a study that they disagree on, and we have interest to come and to hear it. Before that, Tommy, would you like to say? Okay. Really? Well, then let's be standing for the prayer. We'll ask Brother Rick Duggan to word our closing prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we're so grateful for this occasion, for these men who have come to share the benefits of their study. We're grateful for our ability to examine the scriptures to understand what they say. Help us always to have truth as our objective, and to use that truth in common with our will. Continue to bless us in this effort. Bless all others that have been called to give us safety, and bring us back each morning as we have the opportunity. We give thee our thanks and ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm going to go to the next one.